Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Hi, it's nice to see you all. Before we begin the cooking course, let me tell you who I am. Luke Pedgett is my name. For the past 3 years, I've been the leader of a team of innovative chefs working for Holiday Time Resorts. As my main role is to develop new meals, it's a great pleasure to be here and have the opportunity to meet people, especially those who are passionate about food and cooking. Please watch and listen carefully. Should you have any questions, make a note and then ask them later during the discussion period.
Number 71. Who is Mr. Pedgett? Number 72. According to the speaker, what is his main job? Number 73. What does the speaker ask those who have questions to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
This brings us to the final stage of our tour, and a most welcome one. It's the Company Cafe. We hope that you will be pleasantly surprised by the quality and range of food and coffee on offer here. Why don't we all sit down and sample the coffee and cakes while I explain to you how the system works? The cafe opens at 8 for hot drinks and light snacks. Full food service is offered from midday until 1:30. On our right, you can see the cafeteria section, where you can choose your main meal at lunchtime. Sandwiches and cakes may be purchased at all times from the cafe section on your left. In order to take advantage of this excellent service, simply show your employee identity card to the cashier. Are there any questions?
Number 74. Who most likely is giving the talk? Number 75. What time does the place open? Number 76. What is available throughout the day? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Hello to all our listeners out there. This is Rachel Lee from your number one weekly investment advice program, Investment Matters. Don't miss tomorrow's program. We're going to give you all the information you need to choose the best deals in banking. Be sure to have your pens and notebooks ready. You could save thousands with just a little common sense and good advice, of course. This will be followed by our regular panel session, but this time with an extra special guest. It's investment superstar Morris Stevenson, a freelance financial consultant and multimillionaire, and of course the author of the best-selling book, You Can Be Rich. Call our hotline number if you want to speak to Morris. Until tomorrow, everybody, goodbye from Rachel.
Number 77. How often does the show air? Number 78. Who might be interested in listening to the show? Number 79. How can the listeners ask Morris questions? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Mr. Duval. This is Tony from the Reservations Department at the National Opera. I received your message, and I want to answer your queries regarding the performance tomorrow. As you know, Thursday is a popular night, so I suggest that you book immediately and pay for your tickets before 5 p.m. this evening. As for a group booking, at present there are 15 seats available to your group. But unfortunately, they are not all together. I am hoping that this will be okay. Anyway, if you do decide to take these tickets, I can offer you a generous group discount of 20%. All you need to do is call me to confirm and then come in to the reservations office to pick up your tickets. I hope you have a nice evening. Number 80. Why is the caller leaving a message? Number 81. According to the speaker, what should Mr. Duval do by 5 p.m.? Number 82. How can Mr. Duval get the discount? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
Good evening, everybody. I'd just like to say a few words before officially opening the exhibition. I'm very pleased to see so many faces here tonight. It seems that many people share my interest in the history of the Old Town, and it is a fascinating history. These documents, photographs, artworks, and other historical items vividly reflect the life of the Old Town, from its Roman beginnings until modern times. My special thanks to the local library and museum for all their work, and also to our many private contributors.
Number 83. Where is the speech taking place? Number 84. According to the speaker, which of the following is not mentioned as a reflection of life of the Old Town? Number 85. Who helped make this exhibition happen?